In their letter, the youth union in the Greater Pibor administrative area threatened to violently evacuate workers of some humanitarian agencies operating in the area if they failed to leave within 24 hours. The group claims aid organizations have all but ignored their demand to recruit 80% of their employees from local communities. In addition, they accused some aid workers of sexually exploiting local women and saying money meant for activities in their state had been stolen by national staff. The youth union also criticized humanitarian agencies for relocating their staff when the area is affected by floods or conflicts, a time when the group says communities are in dire need of humanitarian assistance. The acting United Nations humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, Matthew Hollingworth, strongly condemns the latest threat against humanitarian organizations in the Greater Pibor administrative area and called on authorities and communities to protect aid workers. Hollingworth, who is also the country director for the World Food Programme in South Sudan, says due to safety concerns, the agency relocated 84 South Sudanese national aid workers out of the Pibor administrative area to other states. He says forcing humanitarian workers to leave Greater Pibor means humanitarian operations in the area will be constrained.
Right now, until we can get to the bottom of this, we've had to suspend humanitarian operations for 48 hours. Until we can talk to the youth, until we can talk to the authorities in the area and be certain that staff can work safely. Now, in terms of people, that can affect more than 100,000 vulnerable citizens who live in the GPAA who were reliant on these organizations that were providing humanitarian assistance, to support them with their food needs, their nutrition needs, their health needs, sanitation, clean water supply. So, I mean, it has a very, very significant impact on those poor people's lives.
Santino Ball, Deputy Chairperson of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, says the commission held a meeting with authorities and young people in the Greater Pibor administrative area yesterday on how to address the complaints.
Youth were advised to channel their grievances in a peaceful manner and also through available channels of the government before escalating it to the partners, because in the end of the day it is the government to advise both the partners and the youth. So as we speak, that is the situation on the ground, and the youth, I think, are going to call their own meeting to deliberate on the best way of entering into dialogue with the government and the humanitarian partners on the ground.
Ball says people in the Greater Pibor administrative area should understand the magnitude of the needs on the ground, considering some of their children and parents are beneficiaries of the humanitarian assistance. He says concerns about jobs are genuine and that the youth were encouraged to write about the specific problem.
The letters were full of allegations, which should not be the main objective of the letter. The fact that they wanted job opportunities should be the job opportunities. But certain allegations were raised that the authorities thought were not necessary, and that is why they were advised to go back, call the meeting, and maybe to retract the letters so that it is handled as, if they are concerned of jobs, it should be raised as a negotiation but not as a threat.
Ball says finding a good-paying job has become so competitive in the area that some young people resort to engaging in threats, which he says is wrong because it affects the entire community. He says the government is doing all it can to provide job opportunities to youths and build their capacities to start their own businesses. Ball says the government is also working on reviving the Mangala Sugar Scheme, the Awil Rice Scheme and other efforts that will create more job opportunities for young men and women. Hollingworth says there is a need for a combined effort from the government, the private sector and the humanitarian development sector to ensure that the grievances of young people are dealt with constructively.
We need to look at, you know, the immediate concern, which is making sure people are safe, humanitarian staff members are given access, safety, space, respect to do their work. But in the longer term as well, that we look at the concerns that were mentioned in the letter. I mean, clearly in some of the concerns mentioned in the letter are very serious, and we will take them seriously and investigate them appropriately. But we need to make sure that people are safe and respected going about their roles, so that we can we can continue to support the most vulnerable.
Hollingworth says humanitarian agencies have already reached out to authorities in the Greater Pibor administrative area who are concerned about the issues raised in the letter and have promised to resolve them. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.